Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The late, great Daniel Patrick Moynihan, senator from New York, said a wise thing. You were entitled to your own opinions, but not to your own facts. Moynihan's words are much on my mind. The Republican majority on the House Intelligence Committee has released its memo. It supports our president's view of the FBI's investigation into Russian election meddling. The committee's Democratic minority has compiled its refutation of that memo. Both are based on the same classified information, the same hearings, but they represent two vastly differing versions of reality. Each contains its own facts. This has been happening a lot lately. According to several fact-checking services, our president has made more than 2,000 misstatements of fact in the past year. He's fibbed about everything from the ratings for his State of the Union address to how much TV he watches. Despite many refutations, a large number of Americans accept his alternative facts as true. That's quite an accomplishment. It makes him the world's first postmodern president. You may have heard that word, postmodern. It means many things, but in the world of language and ideas, which includes politics, it has a special place. Postmodernism holds that our concepts of truth are largely products of culture, social systems, power structures. In other words, there really are no facts, just interpretations. Absurd, you say? You're just reflecting the influence of your class, gender, culture, social structure. Don't blame Trump for this. Blame the French. Postmodernism and its offshoots, structuralism and critical theory, are largely the work of modern French thinkers, Jean Baudrillard, Jacques Derrida, Michel Foucault. Here's a funny thing. I've lived in France for more than a decade, and I rarely hear these names there. In the U.S., they are rock stars. Until a recent backlash, American universities were lousy with critical theorists and courses in media studies, gender studies, and other quirky ways of examining power relationships. That may be one of the reasons 58% of conservatives in a recent poll think colleges have a negative effect on the country. All this might seem a bit esoteric. But one of the first things authoritarian political movements do is undermine the conventional meaning of truth and replace it with a postmodern version, where facts matter less than approved facts. I'm not saying that's what our president is doing. He's surely never heard of Foucault and Derrida. But he's following their playbook, and that, whatever you call it, is a fact. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.